The PX goods were rationed, 7 packs of cigarettes per week, plus 3 candy bars, 1 pack of gum, 1 cake of soap, 1 box of matches, 1 package of razor blades. Sobel didn't change. At the end of the first week, the men got passes to go to Swindon for a Saturday night dance. Sobel put out a regulation. No man would take his blouse off while dancing. Private Tom Burgess, a farm boy from central Illinois, got to sweating while dancing in a wool shirt with a wool blouse over it, so he took off the blouse. Monday morning, Sobel called Burgess into his office. "Burgess, I understand you were in town Saturday night with your blouse off at a dance."
"That's right, Captain Sobel," Burgess replied. "But I checked Army regulations, and it's very plainly written that you can take your blouse off if you've got a wool shirt on and you are moving about or dancing or whatever."
Sobel looked him up and down.
"I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Burgess. You're going to wear your blouse over your fatigues all week. You're going to sleep with it on every night."
Burgess wore his blouse during the day, but he figured Sobel would not be checking on him at night, so he hung it on the edge of the bed. The following Saturday, he went to Sobel's office to get a pass to go to the dance. Sobel looked him over.
"Burgess," he said, "that blouse don't look to me like you slept in it all night. No pass."
They were in England to prepare for the invasion of Europe, not to dance, and the training schedule was intense. Malarkey thought he was back in Tocoa. 6 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day, they were in the field. They made 15, 18, 21, and 25-mile hikes, went on night operations, spent an hour daily in close combat exercises, did some street fighting, and got training in map reading, first aid, chemical warfare, and the use and characteristics of German weapons. They made a 25-mile hike with full field equipment in 24 hours. Then a few days later, a 25-mile hike with combat pack in 12 hours. There were specialized courses on booby traps, removal of mines, communications, and the like. Once a week or so, they went out on a 2 or 3 day exercise. The problems were designed not only to give them a working knowledge of the mechanics of combat, but to teach the most basic thing an infantryman has to know: how to love the ground, how to use it to advantage, how the terrain dictates tactics, above all, how to live on it and in it for days at a time without impairment of physical efficiency.